ahead. Hey, we are live. Sheesh, Grand Rising, Rising Slay. Wake y'all's ass up, man. Hey, we got a special episode with y'all today, man. I got my bro Ham, Crazy Blessed One, in the arena. And it's 5 years in, man. We've been doing this slay and chill type shit, bro. I'm just thankful and grateful that you made time in your busy schedule for us to go ahead.
What's up, fam?
My nigga, hey, you say your barber. Shout out your barber. And we're 3 o'clock today. That's when you get in the shop, man. Let's talk.
Yeah, man. Hey, one, I'm coming to Hinesville so you can fix this nappy happy shit, man.
hey, y'all, before the show, he had a hat on, trying to keep switching it up. Didn't know what to do with it. But hey, nonetheless, perfect opportunity. Show this to your barber, man, so we can get you that free barber haircut, man. So next time, hey, if you text me his information, actually don't even worry about it. Because if you got a social media, we'll tag him in it and show him something. Yeah. Do he got an IG?
Yeah, he got one. I don't know it by heart, though.
Don't even worry about it. We'll figure it out later. So anyway, right. For y'all that don't know, I know y'all be seeing my face all the time doing this, but this slay is not me. If I wanted it to be all about me, it would be Sam and Chill, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? It is Slay and Chill. Sports, life, art, and we chill. So throughout this 5-year journey that we've been on, Charles was there day one. Like, I hit him up. He was living in Texas at the time. Didn't know shit about podcasting, but I knew that my brother knows some sports. So fun fact, I done said it multiple times. If I haven't given you your roses, I'm giving them to you today. For starters, bro, I just want to say thank you for being the iron sharpening iron back in the day when we was in college, bro. You was on the UCO men's basketball team. I got to play with you intramural basketball. We got to win an intramural basketball championship together. But hey, y'all, I'm talking about, it was so competitive on our team, bro.
Yeah.
I got a steal. I go down the court, do a 360 in the game. And Charles give me a high five. I was like, all right. So next time down, this brother get that mug, we're gonna come and do a windmill on some shit. So it's like, I need a man, but now it was like the offense didn't know what to do with us. The opponents didn't. So it was like
good old days, man.
Good old days, UCO, University of Central Oklahoma, that is, man. So you went from UCO to play collegiate ball, professional ball as well, man. So,
yeah,
talk your talk, man. Before I play this song, man, tell them a little bit about who you are. It's been a minute,
yeah, man. Hey, y'all, this is the crazy one, you know. Like Sam said, man, when I left UCO, when they played little ball overseas, you know, it was fun. Hey, tax free money, I set my kids up, so y'all know how that is. You always got to take care of your kids, man. Look for that generational wealth. You got to put your kids in a good position. So that's what I did. You know, came back to the States, played in the ABA for a little bit, did the USBL. You know, I became a coach and a teacher as well. I was just trying to make sure it was all good for my kiddos, man. Joined the Army, and that's when the craziness really kicked in. You know, your boy got deployed. I don't see any done shit. I ain't going to talk about all that. Because some of that shit, it'll mess some of y'all heads up. I get messed mine up. But shit, here I am today. Sam got me back on this. So here we are, man.
Like I say, man, it's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to be about it, man. So I just appreciate you because Charles does the shit behind the scene. While I'm out here dropping these podcasts, we got a Slay Sports group chat. And Charles is one of the most... Like I said, if I was giving out badges and little shit, little stripes, I mean, my man, my guy definitely keeps up to date with anything that's going on in sports. Like, and y'all going to learn a little bit about that. But, hey, let's pay some bills real quick. Huge shout out to Big Mood, the Gasser, Mood 3, repping Slay Records, man. Here's the song letting y'all know 5 years in, slaying shit again. Let's vibe. Oh, my bad. My phone calls up on y'all.
From the bottom four, sharpening the sword. 5 years in, slash it again. Whoa. 5 years in,
do it for a win. Money rolling in. Money. Run a play, make 10. Money. Remember late nights. Daddy drinking gin. Costamigos for the win at the Casa. I like noodles with lobster. Cookies on me singing loud as an opera. My baby girl, God, daddy had the cop of my chopper. So notorious, my wife listened and called me Big Papa. Shit gets scary when I turn to a monster. Fuck with niggas off my life experience as I build up my roster. I'm the shit like a shitty little toddler. Coming for these rappers. Next fight is pro club collars. Green season, Mac for the cheese. Get to this chicken. It's so food, motherfucker, every time that you listen. Get it off the go like Drummond or Tristan. Most cats not killers, just hissing. Phone calls don't be saying that I'm missing. From the bottom, value one, I was thugging in him. Life smacked me in the face, that's how I lost all my timid. My big brother bought a house, I'm going to him about business.
That's fire.
Bars heavy like Chevy, box hit like Linux. Charming young man to my mom, to these beats I'm a menace. Instant potato ass nigga get cooked in a minute. I ain't been low in a minute. Really bake up when I wake up. She ain't trying to do no hair, let me cut it like a shaper. Got stripes like tigers, nigga. Up in Asia, nigga. Kings with the 16, shoot that bitch like patient. Really need to
good. Yeah.
Problems crash out every time that I rap. Got fender problems. This shit slap like playing hot hands in kindergarten. 5 years in, slaying shit again. 5 years in, slaying shit again, nigga.
Sheesh, man, go get my bro
ham a follow. Yo, I need that.
I'm a
that's that hook is mean. That hook is mean.
Say shit again.
Like, bro, hey, we done elevated. I said I couldn't wait to get you back on the show, bro.
So that's yeah, man.
I'm gonna take advantage of this, y'all. So we 7 minutes in on this episode. We're taking the less is more approach. So that is a huge shout out to Lee Moore, Shane Monahan. We got a Bettystown following. Bettystown, Ireland. So, So, we up. So, with that being said, let's dive straight into this sports segment. These are some topics that Charles been wanting to talk about. So,
oh, shit.
So let's go and dive into this real quick. So here's some of the hot topics that Charles wants to be talking sports right now. So Charles, this is my bro ham, man. So hey, if we take shots, y'all see I'm a Chiefs fan, Cowboys versus the Indians. So whenever the Cowboys lost, I was like, how about them boys? And Charles was like,
fuck them. What? Shit. Boy, what have the Cowboys done for me lately? Nothing. Yeah,
so I'ma let Charles get some shit off his chest, y'all. So we gonna dive into that. So speaking of Dallas Cowboys, I'ma move out the picture and give you the full attention right now.
But
before I get this shit scrolling on the bottom of the screen, I'ma go ahead and enter this start this Cowboys segment off correctly.
And two here though. Here's Prescott over the middle. It's gonna be picked off and no front of him. Darnell Savage. Touchdown. And Mike McCarthy
talk your talk, Charles. I'll give you a couple of minutes, bro. Do your thing.
Man, Dak, come on, bro. Cowboys in general. Like, yo, we've been saying for a while, Dak is the melanated Tony Romo, man. This dude got all the stats, can win in the regular season. As soon as we get to the playoffs, he disappeared. Dang, come on, man. Yo, I'm going to go off on Michael Parsons real quick, too. Bruh, stay off the podcasts. Like, yo, go just shut up. Go do your thing, man. And get your ass in gear, bro. Like, you too damn talented to be running your mouth all the damn time. You ain't backing that shit up, man. You hurt us. You really hurt us. It's hard to be a Cowboys fan. Woo! you know, our defensive coordinator gone. Dan Quinn said, I'm out. So, you know, hardest thing in the world to be is a Cowboys fan. Well, I almost hung up my jerseys for them. You know, it is what it is. They'll get better. Hopefully. We still ain't gonna win shit. Bruh. This shit got me angry tears right now.
Already
make me take my glasses off. Shit.
Bro, that clip I typed in on Instagram and I was like, that INT. And then that was the first thing that popped up, bro.
That's embarrassing.
Here's Prescott over the middle. It's going to be picked off and no one in front of him. Darnell Savage. Touchdown.
Hey, this was my face. I had the remote. I was like this. Bro, that was it.
I appreciate you pulling up and just speaking your piece, bro, because I needed you to air that out. Once I seen that group chat, I was like, yeah, I need this brother on the show. Some other people would have got discouraged, like, damn, this nigga crazy. But I'm like, it's in his bio. So it's okay. How do you keep that in a motherfucker for being himself?
See, you understand that shit. We've been knowing each other for years. You understood where I was at.
Yeah, for real. I was like, damn, is that really how you feel about me, y'all? He was like, hey, I wasn't mad. I was like, bro, because that's how it is in sports, bro. Like, if your team lose, it's like, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, I said, I done talked to a lot of Cowboys fans. I just appreciate you pulling up and speaking your piece, bro. Because, it's insane. I was like, if you was a general manager right now of the Cowboys, you got anything? What you doing? How we doing, man? Honestly, I don't even want to give y'all too much props, bro. We get y'all niggas is pooch.
Hey, first things first, bro. Hey, let me go ahead and get Dak out of there. Then I'm Tony Pollard falling right behind his ass. Yeah. If we smart, we need to go get Saquon Barkley out of New York. Think about it. With our offensive line, and if he stay healthy, that brother can do some things. He can do some things.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I know the team that everybody in America is watching. So it's great to be able to chime in. But like, same thing. I'm like, I've never really seen Tony Pollard as a running back one. So it's like, he's not an RB1 in my opinion. So it's like, he got a guy because of all the shit that Ezekiel Elliott was doing. So whenever he got in the game, it was like a burst of speed. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
just, what do I know?
I said the same thing, bro. Like, dude was non-existent damn near all season.
So we're going to leave that alone. That's enough beating up on the Cowboys because we do got since we talked about quarterbacks, because I will give you an opinion on, as in you get to say what quarterback that you feel like you could draft or you can to add to the team to help them elevate. Because here's my question for everybody that's watching. Where is it at? I done put it in here. I got so many dang little captions in this bad boy. But my question is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback? There it is. Is Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback in the NFL? And before you answer that question, I want to go in real quick and actually and let Patrick do a little bidding for that right now.
The Chiefs got beat by this Buffalo team head-to-head. Buffalo has the home field advantage where they are very good.
This truly is the first playoff road game for Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, man, accept the challenge today. Woo! We ready for this moment. Every single opportunity you get, you make a play.
Everyone!
Playmakers on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Playmaker.
If I did it, then I did it right. Yeah. This ain't happened for me overnight. Yeah. Bet against me, you gon' pay the price. Yeah. Down to business, I ain't playing nice. Yeah.
ahead of y'all, I'm out of sight. Yeah, when you popping, they don't want a slice. Yeah, reading NBA, that's a part of life. Yeah, mediocre, that just won't suffice.
Woo, sheesh. Hey, shout out to the Chiefs King real quick. I have to go ahead.
Here's the thing about Mahomes, man. Yo, this dude play football like he been playing it. Like, he plays straight up backyard football.
He out there having fun.
Man. Yeah, like, he creates, like,
the sidearms, all that.
Yeah, bro, that's backyard football. Like, yo, like, throw up and tackle. Like, you know, shit, it's, he's gifted, man. He's really gifted. He's the no other elite quarterback has really beat him. What? Burrow beat him once or twice?
I mean,
but outside of that, you know what? Well, I guess Brady at that one time, you know, but shit, Brady leaves. This dude just said, it's mine.
That part.
Y'all got to beat me. Until y'all beat me, you got to see me every year.
6 years.
Or y'all thought, I mean, this is real.
Championship games type shit. That's where it's at with him. It's like straight greatness. So anyway, I ain't going to get too much into that, man. We got more we going to talk about because everybody know we got the Super Bowl. So that week of the Super Bowl, we definitely going to be giving live coverage all week talking about it. So next subject that Charles wanted to talk about today, I knew I wanted to start the show out with that Cowboys. Hey, but the next subject that we're going to talk about is, hey, y'all, Skylar Diggins went to Seattle Storm, y'all. So huge shout out to Skylar. Sheesh, we love you. We love you, Skylar.
Yes, we do. Yes.
I know you got a husband, but we got Jay Rich calling in right now. Jay Rich, I can't hear you, bro. I can hear you now. Hey, I'm live on me and Crazy One Charles off. We doing a live sports segment right now, man. So the topic is Skylar Diggins to Seattle Storm, bro. What you got to say about that? So the world could hear your voice. Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, man. She about to show her ass.
She's a vet about to show her ass. That's what Jay Rich said. So, me and Charles recording right now, man. So, I drop some bomb on me real quick then. Mm-hmm. Can you hear him, Charles?
Nah.
Okay, Charles can barely hear you right now, man. Damn, but you can tell me real quick. I'ma jump off the show. I'ma jump off the show real quick and let Charles take over. And real quick. So that's how we do and at the space and chill. We done elevated a little bit. So I'm
gonna
let's play Skylar Diggins shit real quick, Charles.
Right.
Hold on.
Skylar Diggins Smith.
I just admire the work ethic of this woman. She's a winner, Bob. She has a ton of confidence.
Right down the lane. Yes, Skylar Diggins.
Diggins Smith to tie it. Are you kidding me? Skylar Diggins Smith.
Skylar Diggins Smith dropping defenders like a bad habit.
Quigley. Rejected! Oh my, that was Skylar!
A great hustle by Skylar.
What a strip by Sky! Just taking things away!
Shaking, banking, scooping, and scoring!
I hope to be that veteran that young players could look up to, who's seen throughout the WNBA as a role model. Just continue to get better every year and just be someone who gave the fans something exciting to watch.
Ooh, Skylar, beast mode, man. Telling y'all, Seattle coming. Skyler finna change that whole dynamic back there in that backcourt. It's gonna be fire. Be ready. Shit, she gonna make me mess around and get a jersey.
No cap, bro. So can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
What Jay Rich was trying to announce to you in the world, bro, was one of our supporters, like you, shout out to Ayana. Jay, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, so I'm not going to butcher it. So this queen, she's going to have me and Jonathan on. She's going to write an article about us in an Oklahoma newspaper, bro. One of the largest newspaper in the state of Oklahoma. But what she also said, bro, what she also said was she got set up a meeting with News 9, bro, for me and Jay Rich to tour the facility and talk about a potential for us creating digital content for them, bro.
What?
Woo, man, that's a bomb, what? Bro. Like,
yeah. What? Now that's how you start out Black History Month right there, man.
That's how you do it right there, bro. Oh, my goodness. So, sorry about that, y'all. That was breaking-ass news that we just dropped. So, God is so good. It's just about doing your part, man. And I thank you, Charles. You got to help me break this news today, bro. So,
man, yeah. I'm just thankful to be part of it, bro. I get to see y'all do y'all thing out there, bro.
Bro, man, I appreciate just hearing it, man. Because some people, you know, you can't share your business with everybody because everybody don't got your best interest in hand. You feel what I'm saying? And they be hating from afar. But I do appreciate and accept that good energy, bro. Positive energy from you. So with that being said, yeah, man, Skylar Diggins to Seattle Storm. I'm looking for it. I'm here for it. Like, that is a jersey. Like, we've been out here running around getting these dudes jerseys. Like, it's time to show these queens love. Like, NFL, NBA got plenty of marketing, bro. Like, I would love for the Slant Chill Network to be straight up WNBA. So I'm shooting my shot to the WNBA. We would love to cover you guys and gals. Charles, you in Georgia, right? What's the team out there?
The Atlanta Dream.
I'm in Oklahoma City, man. So the Dallas wing is right down the street. We did have the Tulsa Shock.
Yeah.
Then, you know, been a fan of Skylar since back then. So yeah, man. And Kendrick is out there in Phoenix, and in the Grand Canyon covering Phoenix Mercury. Dre Day is up there in New York, Brooklyn. Covering New York Liberty. So it's like, you know what I mean? We got a network of people that's, you know that sports is out there in Georgia. So they get the two people out there. But we can pick a team, honestly. Like, I'm with it. Yeah. I'm with the Aces.
Man, you ain't shit.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm just putting it out there first, baby. Archer's hey. Aces. Asia Wilson, bro. Asia.
Boy.
Yeah, so wet.
Sure.
So anyway, that's a little suck tangent on giving the WNBA some love, because a lot of people don't do it. Like I said, we're working on shorter content. I'm already longer than we said. So anyway, let's go to the last sports segment real quick and dive into hold on, let me get the banner. Matter of fact, we'll just start the video.
Percent from three. Lakers have knocked down 13 triples. Reeves trying to for another one. Got it! It's game Rhodey. Lakers trying to even up at 2-2.
Well, I tell you, Austin Reeves, another.
Reeves and Pritchard. Shot clock at two. Reeves has got a fire. Oh, he got it! He got it!
Yo, I'm telling you, bruh.
Culture Academy.
I watched that game. I was like, he marked them boys last night.
Hey. Hey. He set the block on them.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness, bro. So, yeah, man, we out here elevating. Huge shout out to Austin Reeves. He's the TP, true player of the game, man. Because, like, back at the bottom of the ticker, Los Angeles Lakers slay Boston Celtics without superstars. Austin Reeves did his thizzle. I don't even know how many points he had, but I just seen that highlight and I was like, yo, we got to play that one. We got it.
That boy, he had seven trades last night. He was letting that boy fly.
Jackson style. You get what I'm saying? So like the archer, shoot a shoot. we don't shoot arrows anymore. We got ARs. Hey, what's the weapons? You the artillery good guy, you know what I mean? Army tanker. So
hey man, hey, they that AR ain't no different from the M4, bro. That's same damn cool. Weapon, man. Let them bitches run. Yeah.
Well, anyway, man. So I think that's all the basketball segments we got for you today. So let's dive directly into the chill. So with that being said, because like I said, we like to give shorter content so y'all actually pay attention and watch the whole shit. So with that being said, the last segment of the day is because we talk sports, life, art, and chill. So yeah. What are y'all watching, man? So Charles, you said Tubi lit, bro. You said
man, bro. I'm hooked on that damn shit. Like, oh man. Like, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. Some of that acting is terrible, but the storylines be funny as hell.
That part, bro. That fucking part, man. I've been, like you said, you could get low-key porn type shit over there on that motherfucker. You be like, God damn.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, bro, the movie that I watched on there the other day was, God dang, I could pull it up on the TV right now. I should, but which one was it, man? You can find all that old school stuff on there. Man, I think I'm gonna get you sucker was on that thing or something.
Yeah, I watched that the other day.
Old school shit on there, bro. I was like, hey, just bring back some of them old school memories, man. So outside of Tubi TV, we watch instead of just talking about it. Hey, this is some shows that me and Charles be watching. You feel me? So here's one of the bam.
Man,
Apple.
That shit right there. Yeah.
Apple Plus, cut the check, baby. We love y'all, man. We will definitely get a Slant Chill Network free sponsorship, bro. I mean, not free. Give us free some free Apple Plus memberships. You feel what I'm saying? We cut
real.
Cut costs, man. Come on, you got bread, man.
Cause I'm die hard watching that shit every day. I be on there all the time.
Anything is plenty, man. So that's one show we've been watching. And then we was talking about movies, man. So this is one movie, me and Charles, because me and Charles definitely are telling y'all to go watch Monarchs. That's definitely go watch that shit.
I'm giving
it two thumbs up if I had to give it. So ratings, definitely go watch it. It got some old school feel to a new school kind of approach to some of the old school legends. Like I said, Godzilla, King Kong, y'all just go watch that. So the other one, here's the snippet of it.
America loves a superstar. I'm
football legend Jason 2J's Jennings.
Underdogs is a story of an athlete being forced to go back to his old neighborhood and tap into who he is rather than who he thought he was.
300 hours of community service.
Thought I was getting Martha Stewart kind of treatment. And
the kids have been talking about me. Very vocal, a lot of profanity.
You got a little dick, say what?
What? I'm the biggest kid in the room, and we get to cuss. This is amazing.
They know how to curse so good.
Man, shut your ass up.
Obviously, when I first started hearing it, I was like, whoa.
I don't owe nobody nothing.
If you really want to win a game, stop pushing away your team. It's a family movie. It's so perfect because it enables these kids to be real. Because it's a lot of family values. They speak the truth.
Underdog. Let me get a picture with y'all real quick for Twitter. Some of y'all gonna get some girlfriends with this right here.
Man.
Amazon
Prime. Hell, get me wrong.
Hold on, before we dive in, Amazon Prime. Shout out to Amazon Prime right there. We would love for y'all to sponsor the Slant Chill Network during the chill part. I tell y'all we watch shows. Give us some free Amazon Prime subscriptions. I am a part of the Amazon Influencer Program. So if you go to hold on, let me go ahead. You know, we got to pay them bills real quick, bro. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold on. Outside of following myself right there, if you go tap all the way into all these platforms, we are repping you guys. So it don't take too much to sponsor the network. So back to this Underdogs, man, because not until watching that did I see that they talked about what me and your complaints was, which was the cursing. The key is cursing like a mug.
Yeah, man. But now I understand. All right, you want to keep it as close to the environment that you grew up in, but bruh, that cursing was killing me. I mean, every other word was a cuss word. The storyline was lovely. Don't get me wrong. The storyline was good. But these kids, like, they saying everything. Fuck you, bitch. Yo mama a hoe. All that shit. I was like, yo, man, that's, yeah. Like, yeah. And they had them drinking beer. I was like, yo, this is, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I grew up in the hood. We weren't even that bad with it.
Yeah, for real. They was a heat, but like now that I've seen it, it was rated R. So it wasn't like it was a PG or a PG-13. So I guess Snoop was, you know, first with the rated R family movie type vibe.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Hey, for real. So, I mean, I watched it. It was, besides the kids cussing, it was good. Like, my older kids, I would watch with my 18-year-old, but my 4-year-old and my 8-year-old, not so much. Mm. They not going to have me and Truck getting in the principal's office talking about all of that shit. Like, mister, they said you let them watch the Underdogs with Snoop Dogg. So I don't know. I mean, it was funny. It was just like, dang. Like, cause I did. So I was like, damn, they got underage drinking in this motherfucker and everything, man.
So I was like, whoa, man, this shit wild.
It was, man, it was. So, anyways, 32 minutes into this episode. This is our first time going live in a couple of years, bro. So
yeah, man,
it's well overdue. So everybody, we appreciate y'all tuning in. Once again, thank you, Charles, so very much for pulling up and spending a little time with me talking sports, life, art, and chill. Once again, everybody, go give him a follow. Let me pop his information up on the screen real quick.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, bro. I appreciate you, man, because like I say, it's you didn't have to do it, man. Like, you know, a lot. Matter of fact, you know, holding true to my mental health, man's mental health. Let me do my elevated thoughts and all that good stuff. I'm looking for your, like I said, I got a lot of different things. There we go. Y'all go give him a platform, follow right now. Crazy Blessed One on all platforms. He's a contributor to the Slay Sports One Instagram page. So a lot of these reels that keep going viral, this brother right here be texting them to me. Like alley-ooping them like we used to do back in real life and shit. So I appreciate him for that. He's a part of the Warriors Work for Jesus Ministries as well. So he definitely is in another state right now. But when he was in Oklahoma, he definitely pulled up and helped Miss T Brown and all of that other good stuff like that. So I do appreciate you more than you know, bro, Ham. So here's the thought of the day before I dip. Before I do that, on a scale of 1 to 10 mentally, bro, where you at? 1 is, sheesh, I need some life coaching, Archer. In that case, y'all can go to Elevated Thoughts, Elevated_Thoughts 2018 on Instagram. Slide in the DM, my link in the bio with my phone number. Text me. Yeah, where you at on 10 is life is good. Me, 8.7. Where you at,
bro? Man, I'm right at a 5 today, man. I gotta talk to my psychologist earlier, so I'm good. You know, yeah, man. Just keep that mental state straight, bro. Cause boy, I had some night terrors the other night. Boy, I woke up like I'm about to kill everybody.
Jeez, I'm glad you didn't, man. So I do also appreciate you being vulnerable and saying that and talking your talk because, you know, I mean, if we don't talk about it, it goes brushed under the rug like we don't grow through shit. Like, we do.
Yeah.
And Matt got the show, Sam and Matt Talks, and that's how we was always asking everybody that. We talk mental health. but I'm a certified professional life coach, and I like to make sure I'm doing my due diligence. So if there ain't nobody else told y'all, hey, I care about your mental health, so tap all the way in. Yeah, man, but I do appreciate you once again. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Slay and Chill. Man, this is Slay Sports here, man. So this is one of many episodes to come. So let's go ahead and finish this bad boy out with more music by Slay Records. We finishing it out with that 5 years in, because this is 5 years. Hey,
yes, sir.
It was worth the wait.
That therapy assassin with the pen, I'm killing every beer. Failed attempts are rare to me. I get in that booth and hit that motherfucking how to beat, you scared of me. Me and 3 be dishing lessons out like it's a charity. It's plenty for whoever needed. I gotta be the biggest threat these niggas ever seen. And nigga, all these bitches dreams. It's never one-on-one, it's usually me against the team. Usually niggas ain't too concerned with trying to be fair with me. Usually my shit ain't that hard, my shit's okay to be. Not the type to play to your tune, and now I'm too conceited. Truth is not the type who gon' lose, bitch, what the fuck you thinking? Still the type who gon' fuck with you, the way you fuck with me. Big on matching energy. Bitch, I used to beg and plead. Now I take my time, I'm what they never knew they ever needed. I remember being shitted on, it was a parody. Now these niggas wanna fucking recipe. You can never be the season. Take a seat, I'm about to sound like Dolly, you're the preacher. That mean that this shit ain't free. This the type of shit I might make people pay a seat. The satisfaction guaranteed, I bet they ass gon' pay the fee. Got the game straight from the OG, the one that kept me out the streets and taught me about loyalty. Something that a lot of niggas miss, that one important thing. How you supposed to make the peach cobbler with no fucking peace? I'm inspired by the gutter to live on the beach. Everybody eating, me and mine don't need a piece. Legendary shit, I made it, my shit everywhere. Who would've thought from the garage that we would make it there? Who would've thought we still going, still making hits? Got it on our own with no co-signers making shit. Niggas know this. It's Redwood, we the legion, don't ever forget it.
We out. And we out. Thank y'all for coming to get elevated. Stay tuned. This episode about to drop. Sheesh. Welcome to the ring.